Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 178.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? I hope you are doing well. And guys, so I have a special guest on today's masterclass that I hope you guys are happy to hear from, and that is me. I'm gonna put myself on the hot seat here on today's masterclass, and this is something I've done in the past. I've always gotten great feedback from it, so I don't know that we'll go typically as long as we do on these masterclass episodes, but I've had a lot of questions come to me, whether it be through the inner circle or just one-on-one consulting I do with just a few select clients. And this is an area that's been a really, really big focus in our business the last 4 or 5 months that we've just seen incredible results from, and that's outbound dialing or cold calling, basically. And I've done some episodes in the past about cold calling, but what I want to do on this particular masterclass is I want to highlight just 5 tips that you may or may not be doing. I'm pretty sure some of you are not doing some of these, that I think could really help you if you're already doing outbound calling or if you have somebody on your team calling. Now, in the event that you're not, I mean, let me just share some numbers with you, because that's one of the things I realized, that people really like just the transparency. And, when I report on KPIs and just talk numbers, now keep in mind, these are my numbers for, you know, my business and my market with my team. I always preach that my numbers aren't going to be your numbers and your numbers are not going to be my numbers. So don't take this to the bank as far as, you know, results you're going to see, or, you know, you just don't know, because there's so many variables at play. And so I really want to encourage you that if you're not tapping into this channel, jump on it, because it's producing a lot of results for us. And I think if you're consistent with it, like you're consistent with anything else, you're going to see results over the long run. So in the last 4 to 5 months, we've closed 4 deals from just outbound cold calling that have produced $222,000 in net profits. I'm sorry, $222,000 in gross profits. Now, here's the best part. Expenses associated with outbound dialing. So, you know, my part-time dialer, who, she's fantastic. So what I pay her, what I pay to, have numbers skip traced, what I pay for the dialer, all of that was a total of like $6,400 and change. So basically under $6,500, and that produced $222,000 in gross profits. So the ROI is insane. It's ridiculous. Our average profit per deal normally is around $20,000. With outbound dialing, it's about $55,500. So those numbers may or may not change moving forward as we continue to get our system dialed in. But I want to share with you just 5 tips that really help me, or help our team, really, because I'm not the one in the dialer, but I have a dedicated cold caller. And then I have my 2 acquisitions managers also spend at least a couple of hours on the dialer. And so number one, when you're cold calling, always assume you have the right person on the phone. So like, let's say you have a list of records, right? And it's John Smith at 123 Main Street. When you call, don't say, hi, you know, is John there? Because think about when you get a call, when somebody asks, is this person there? You automatically know that this isn't somebody you know. Because when you call someone and they pick up, you're like, oh, hey, what's up, Susie? You know, like, you just, because they know you. So one of the things that we do is we just assume we have the right person on the phone. Hey, John, how's it going? This is Alex, you know, and you move on from there, right? And keep it general, right? So there's several different approaches, and we've played with some different ones, but what seems to work best is, you know, just quickly identifying who you are, what you do, like within the first 10 seconds. Okay, so that's a kind of a little 1A tip, right? So that isn't the second tip, but just within the first 10 seconds, assume you have the right person on the phone. Let them know who you are and why you're calling. You know, obviously you're a local home buyer, and go negative here. What I mean by going negative, and this is a second tip, is, you know, say something along the lines of, you know, hey, John, I'm guessing you wouldn't even consider a cash offer for your property, right? Or I'm guessing you wouldn't be open to a cash offer for your property. And then sometimes they're either going to agree with that, and what that does is that builds a little bit of rapport right off the bat. But oftentimes they want to kind of, they're going to correct you and say, well, what do you mean? Or well, what's the offer? And then at least now they've just opened up the door for a conversation, you know, and then you can start getting into some advanced agreements. Well, look, do you just have a few minutes so I can ask you a few questions about the property, and then I can let you know, if this is something that I might be interested in and potentially what I could offer for it, right? So that's an advanced agreement, is you're getting an agreement from them to continue on in the conversation. Okay, so that's the second tip. By the way, the other approach is, you know, you could just be super general, like, hey, listen, I buy properties in that area. You know, I drove by and I saw this property, but I'm not even sure if it's for sale or if I even have the right address. But would you be open to selling your property? Or you can use a combination of both. You know, say you drove by the neighborhood, you saw a property, you weren't sure if it was for sale, and, you know, I'm guessing you wouldn't be open to a cash offer. So that's the second tip. Third tip is, so when we skip trace our records, we get multiple phone numbers for each homeowner, each address, right? And what we used to do, and we used Mojo Cells as the dialer, but regardless of the dialer you're using, when you connect, like, so let's say John Smith has 8 phone numbers associated with John Smith. There could be a combination of mobile numbers, landlines, it could be work numbers, office line, whatever. Let's say he's got 8 phone numbers, but you connect with John Smith on the 3rd phone number. Okay, you connect with John Smith and you use a tool like Mojo Cells. Well, oftentimes what people will do is they'll click contact. And what clicking contact does is it's going to skip the remaining 5 phone numbers and it's going to move on to the next record. It could move on to, you know, Robert Gonzalez, for example. Well, one of the things, and I have to give our cold caller credit for this, this was her idea and I absolutely loved it, is she says, look, if we have a list of records and we have all these phone numbers, why not dial them anyways? Like, people are people and they may or may not have a property to sell. We have the numbers. Let's just call them. And the light bulb went off right when she said that. And I'm like, fantastic idea. Let's do it. And as a result, we've been able to generate more leads from our cold calling efforts. So, and even though we connect with John Smith about 123 Main Street on the 3rd phone number out of 8 that we have, she'll still move on to the 4th number, the 5th number, and we'll still call. And instead of asking for John, we'll just keep it super general. Like, you know, hey, this is Alex. Super random call. I know this is out of the blue, but I'm a local home buyer and I saw a property and I wasn't even sure if I had the right address, but you wouldn't be open to a cash offer for your property, would you? Right. And so you could just take that approach. So if you've already connected with John Smith, just move on to the next one and continue. And what you're going to find is, on average, our KPIs tell us that we're adding about 1 to 2 leads from outbound calling for every hour on the dialer. Okay. And that number might even increase for you if you just continue to call, even though you've already connected with, you know, the owner of record. Hopefully that makes sense. And then the fourth tip is, you know, if a lot of times you're going to get, I'd probably say 80, 90% of the time that you connect with someone, they're going to either hang up or tell you that they're not interested. You got these people on the phone. So if they tell you they're not interested, 2 things that I want you to do, and this is going to be tip 4 and tip 5. Tip 4 is always tell them to save your number in case anything changes in the future. You know, say, hey, do me a favor. Can you just save my number? My name's, you know, whatever your name is, this is my number. I'm always looking to buy. So if in the future you decide to sell, or if you hear of someone selling, you know, this is my number. Usually they're going to say, okay. Now, whether they do it or they don't, doesn't really matter. But even if some do it and call you in the future, it's like a free lead and you just never know. Okay. So don't lose the opportunity since you have them on the phone now that they've told you they're not interested, don't lose that opportunity to, you know, just give them some direction to save your number. And then the fifth thing, the last tip is, after you've done that, ask them if they know of a property that might be for sale. Okay, well, hey, listen, before I let you go, by any chance, do you know of a property that's for sale? Because I'm looking to buy. And then, you know, oftentimes they'll tell you no, but every now and then we'll get an address and we'll get a name. We might get a phone number and boom, there you go. It could be potentially another lead that you could add to your system. So those are the five tips. And I'm just going to, I want to recap them here really quick. First one, assume you have the right person, and within the first like 10 to 12 seconds, identify who you are and why you're calling, right? That's the first one. Number two, go negative as far as the way you phrase it. You know, like, I'm guessing you wouldn't be open to a cash offer for your property. Okay. Number three, if you have multiple phone numbers for each record, make sure that you don't just skip the numbers if you already connect with the owner, but move on to, you know, call every number. In other words, people are people and they may or may not have a property to sell. So don't take advantage of those phone numbers that you have. Fourth one is always ask them to save your number in case anything were to change in the future. And then the last tip is, you know, ask them if they know of, if they're aware of a property that's for sale. And out of every maybe 10 to 15 times that you ask that, you'll pick up an extra, you know, address and phone number, which you can dial and then see if that turns into a lead. Okay. And I want to throw in a quick bonus tip for you guys here. And this is kind of cold calling on steroids, but one of the things you can do, which we're about to start testing, is get all the phone numbers you have. Now, remember, I'm not an attorney. Make sure that you check with your local laws as far as, you know, you want to make sure that you're not calling people on the do not call list. And you want to make sure that that's even legal, you know, in your county, your city. But one of the things that we're looking into is taking our list of phone numbers, loading it into a tool like Sly Broadcast, and then doing a blanket voice broadcast. Okay. But I really want to encourage you to make sure that you check with, you know, with just your local laws to make sure that that's something you can do. So those are just a quick six tips as far as outbound dialing. If you guys have anything you want me to cover in the future as far as this topic is concerned, or if you have any additional tips, I'd love for you to reach out to me on social media. You can put it in the Flip Empire Facebook group, or you can also just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I'd love to connect with you. So thanks for your time, and I'll catch you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to FlipEmpire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.